Here's Sheila. On last week's call, Ion repeated the phrase, quote, mindfully eyeing, E-Y-E-I-N-G, mindfully eyeing, unquote, referring to things that are occurring. Can Ion please expand on what he meant by that phrase? Thank you.
Mindfully. When you mindfully eye something, you're mindful to keep your mind out of the mingle. And when you keep your mind's eye out of the mingle, you will be astounded, the sightedness that you engage.
How could one do that, get their mind out of the jingle?
Go blind. They see more than you do. Blind people see more than you.
Pretend you're blind. Don't be drastic. Don't make it concrete, but just put a blindfold on and walk around.
We don't care. Take a butcher knife and whittle your eyeballs out. That'll solve it. Then you'll know.
Well, that's just what the third Jesus said.
We're giving out some great information.
No. Our point is choose one way or the other. It makes no difference.
Yeah, it's past the 15 minutes. People have to take it or not.
So, Ion, you're saying that the spiritually brave, when you really get to getting access to your expanded now, you will have gone through that decision and not cared about your body, that you would carve your eyes out because you're so keen on tuning into
them. Well, you certainly could, because you'd know your eyes don't have anything to do with your sightedness. If you can separate your eyes from your sightedness, you'd never go blind.
Oh, I see. You're saying that actually you do mean it, that the blind got a better deal than the sighted.
Yes, it's when we look at things, I'm looking at my ferns, I'm thinking fern, I'm looking at